Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. I am Jason Feddy. On the phone, the Fenians. A couple of guys from the Fenians are with us. Terry Casey's with us and Chris Pierce. Hello, gentlemen. Hopefully you can hear me.
We can indeed. I hope you can hear us as well.
I think you can. I think the world can hear you too, so no swearing. I know you like, you drunks.
That's a stereotype now.
Yeah, but, you know, some of those stereotypes, you know, I'm a Jew and I'm cheap, so some of them work, you know. Some of them are true.
Well.
You know, they come from somewhere, don't they?
They do come from somewhere. I'll tell you, there was a radio contest in Dublin a few years ago where they said, you have to get from this point in Dublin to another point on the other side of Dublin City, and you have to do it without passing a pub. And people tried for months to do it, and every road they went down, everywhere, they eventually had to pass a pub. And one guy won the contest. And do you know, Jason, how he won the contest?
Go on, you're going to tell me, aren't you? Go on.
He wrote in, and he called in, and he said, I made it. And they said, it's impossible. We've looked at it. And he said, no, I made it. He said, I didn't pass a single one. I went into every
single
one
pub. It's from an old, there's an Italian thing, there's some city in Italy where you can't get around without crossing a bridge, and they've tried to do it a million times, and it's become sort of some math competition now in the universities around the world that you can't.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Oh. You know what, I think this was good, because this is what people can expect from the Fenians. Good old family humour, good laugh, you know, laugh at yourself, self-deprecating humour, and brilliant, you know, music there, obviously Irish music for St. Patrick's Day. Are you sick of St. Patrick's Day now, or is it fun every year for you?
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, as long as you say St. Patrick's Day or Paddy's Day with two D's, and you're not talking about Paddy, P-A-T-T-Y, that's a girl's name.
Right.
You know, and as long as there's no green beer to be seen, we're good with it.
Right.
But even if there's a bit of green beer and some misspellings, we're good with it as well, because we welcome people wanting to celebrate everything Irish. We kind of, it's St. Patrick's Day all year long for us, but when St. Patrick's Day rolls around for everyone else in March, it's great to have them join the party for a bit.
It's St. Patrick's Day all year long for you, so you obviously spend a lot of time in rehab, I would think, or in jail. It's really a drinking holiday here. Is it like that in Ireland, Terry? Is it? What's it like in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day?
It's more so like that nowadays, although nowhere near the case. As you know, I grew up here, but memories of my parents talking about St. Patrick's Day over there. It was more like what we would do, almost like Thanksgiving. It's a religious feast day. It's the patron saint of the country. It was more a day for families to get together. You know, you might get a day off work, which is great. You know, and you would definitely go to Mass to honor the patron saint. You would wear a shamrock or wear a green or wear a St. Patrick's pin or medal. We always had little pins that we wore to school that came directly from Ireland. My Auntie Eileen would always send us the pins. So, you know, it's a much different thing in Ireland, of course, but with the globalization of Guinness and Jameson, as it were, you know, they've certainly taken that full circle and taken it all the way back home, and now there's a parade, and it's a bit more of, as you'd say, a piss-up. I don't know if you can say piss-up.
I think you can say piss-up, actually. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, a piss-up in a brewery, that's what they say. It's hard to organize.
Yeah.
So it's been taken from Ireland, the basic idea, brought to America. America, we've messed it up completely, totally screwed up, and then exported it back over there.
Well, that could be a lot of things you're describing there, Jason.
Yeah,
not just St. Patrick's Day, really, when you think about it.
I know, I can't say I'm surprised. But I was surprised when I first moved here about how big a holiday it really is and how people really take it. But we do that with a lot of holidays that are not strictly our own. Cinco de Mayo is another example.
We were talking about bridges earlier, and the Irish culture is a bridge not only to America, but to the world.
Wow, that was a serious point.
That was very deep. It took a bit to get
there,
but I loved it.
He's right.
They're getting too heavy.
Do you know what? No. You're right. You're absolutely right, because I think that it's the Irish culture is a bit like that. It's a bit, you know, I mentioned that I'm a cheap Jew before, and I think Jewish culture's sort of been one of... There's a diaspora, isn't there? Because many people left, certainly in the 19th century, from Ireland before the potato famine and during and after. So, you know, obviously Irish culture's ingrained in American society. in ways that in societies across the world too.
Exactly, and you mentioned the diaspora, and that's a great parallel between the Jewish culture and the Irish culture. There is a definite Irish diaspora all around the world.
Yeah, we can't hold our beer at all, though, mate. We're getting indigestion. Terrible. There's another connection as well. Actually, I have an Auntie Eileen, or had. She's dead now, but I had an Auntie Eileen from Belfast. So you and I have got something else in common, yeah.
We do. I don't mean to one up you here, but I had two Auntie Eileens, and one of them's still alive and here in Orange County, thank God.
I'm not Auntie Eileen, actually. I'm pro Eileen. Especially as it's a great name as well. It's a brilliant Irish name.
Goodness. It is indeed.
Yeah. So tomorrow night at the Coach House.
Indeed, one of our favorite rooms to play. I know you grace that stage yourself. You can feel the energy in that room, can't you?
Great. You're almost in the middle of the room kind of thing. I mean, the stage is at the back of the room, but because of the way it's set up, there's no sides to the stage. You really feel like you're almost in the round in there. It's really great, yeah.
I have an overwhelming urge to sit down half the time and kind of do a theater in the round type of feel. and I also have to spend extra time, you know, grooming my nose hairs because the audience is so close right up at you. You know, it's kind of one of those deals where I don't want anybody to have a bad experience. But if you are sitting up close tomorrow night, I apologize. I do spit a little bit when I sing, but it's all right. The doctor says these sores on my lip. The sores on my lip will go away any day now, the doctor says. Don't worry, there's nothing going on there. So.
Chris is just laughing away in the background. It's got that Austin City Limits sort of vibe to it, you know, where you can really see everything that's going on. What can people expect? Chris, let's hear from Chris. He's got some sensible things to say. You and I are just comedians. What can people expect from tomorrow night?
Well, a lot of energy, and the drummer's the only one who really gets to sit down.
True.
That's because he has to, pretty much. But you can expect a lot of energy, our demographic of the audience is incredible. We've got the smallest to the oldest, and they all get it. They all get the Fenians, you know, and you have to experience the Fenians to get the message that we're sending out, not only in our songs, but in our personalities. Well, I probably said too much already.
No, you guys have got, you're the real deal, and there's plenty of pretenders to the throne of best Irish band in around here, but you guys are really the real deal, and it's going to be a wicked night tomorrow night. Now, we've got a couple of tickets to give away, but I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to let people, I want them to hang on, because I want people to keep listening, but we will have tickets to give away. It must be a sold-out show. Is it sold out, Terry?
Very, very nearly. Yeah. I haven't heard yet from the Coach House today, but we're expecting it today to be finalized and sold out. Yeah.
I would not be surprised. It'd be a wonderful night down there.
But I would tell the listeners, I don't know, occasionally the Coach House will release an extra table or two. So, never falter, never fear. Don't let me deter you. Go ahead and call them and make sure of that before you take my word for it. And don't try. Go ahead and try and get some tickets.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't want anybody to think, oh, Jason says it's sold out, let's not bother. No, you've got to get, because people will, there'll be no shows and there'll be people. Listen, I would love to come to this. In fact, I had planned to come to this, but I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen. A friend of mine bought me a ticket for Springsteen tomorrow night. And have you seen him? I've never seen him.
I have never seen him, and I almost went last evening, but I just couldn't swing it at the last minute there. But somebody had an extra ticket that I missed by 3 minutes on Facebook.
Yeah.
I happened to see the boss at the Pond a few years ago, and it was like he could hardly wait to get off stage. He looked at his watch about only 2.5 hours into the show. He's known for doing 4-hour shows.
He's
looking at his watch at 2.5 hours, and he says, oh, I've got to get into my robe. It's time for nighty night.
What
a change from the legendary Bruce we knew from the past.
You can't blame him. 4 hours on stage, that's absolutely insane, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got, my friend called me, he said, because my friend's one of those guys that's like totally, he's an insane Springsteen fan, like very, almost a Trekkie. Like he's seen him 4 times already this year and it's only March, do you know what I mean?
This year?
Yeah. He went to Australia last year and saw him 10 times. I mean, it's just mental. And there's loads of them. They're everywhere, these guys. You know?
Yeah.
And in every other respect, he's very normal, nice, down-to-earth sort of geezer, but this is his obsession. I think there's a lot of people like that. And,
well, far be it from me to draw any parallels between the Boss and the Fenians, but we're known to play longer than, you know, you pay good money to get to a show, and you know, then 55 minutes later, somebody's saying goodnight and walking away. It's like, what? I wanted to hear blah, blah, blah. And we don't quite do the four-hour marathons of Days of Yore anymore, but you can expect a good long set from us. And I might add, we just got back from Ireland November, this past November, where 120 folks from all around the States went with us. So wow. We had a few folks travel internationally to hang out with the Fenians as well. They didn't go to Australia for 10 shows where there were 30 rows back. You know, we were with them every day, and we show them a few sights and sounds, and we're happy to announce that we're doing that again in 2017. 2015 was the final one. We weren't going to do it anymore. And then we were presented with a petition at the last night, at the last gig in Dublin City, of all the people that went with us, and said, if you do this again, we will come with you. And you have to do it again. We're not letting you back into the States unless you say you're coming back to Ireland again. So we just announced that we're going again in 2017, and everybody, all your listeners and you yourself, are invited.
That is awesome, Terry. You know, the fact that, but you must pinch yourself sometimes, because it's awesome that people from around here want to make that trip. It's not a cheap trip, and it means you've got, you know, it's a long way and blah, blah, blah. And also the fact that the Irish people embrace you in that way when you're not from there, really. I mean, you obviously got ancestry there, but you're not local lads. I think it's fantastic.
Right,
good
glad.
For you.
Yeah. I want to pinch myself all the time, whether that's true or not.
I'll pinch a few people.
Yeah, I'll pinch a few people as they walk by, unsuspecting. But I do. Honestly, we're so lucky and blessed to be able to do that. We've done it 8 times now. This will be our 9th time. We've been going since 1998. And, we've been in a band for 26 years, which I definitely have to pinch myself, or at least slap myself across the face, because that's hard to realize. I think I started the band when I was 4 years of age, it feels like, if it's 26 years ago.
Yeah.
But,
that's more than most marriages.
Certainly my first one.
Yeah.
But,
all right,
and your first too, Chris, but anyway. Sorry.
Where can people find out information about all that stuff, you know, going to Ireland with you guys and seeing where the gigs and what's the website?
TheFenians.com, and that's FENIANS.com. And you can also just search Fenians on Facebook, and we come right up there as well.
Brilliant. Fenians.com. Yeah. And the gig is tomorrow night at the Coach House, of course. What time's doors there, do you know?
Doors at 6. The openers hit at 8, and we go on at 9:30.
Half past 9. Fantastic. It's going to be a great night. Happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys.
And the same to you, Jason Fetty. You'll be Jason O'Fetty tomorrow in our book, all right? Even if you prefer the Boss to the bosses.
I've got news for you. They've got me at Hennessy's Bar in Laguna in the morning at 9 o'clock leading an Irish sing-along. Can you imagine that?
There's no respectable Irishman going to be awake at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Right,
they're going to be pacing themselves, all right?
You think so?
There's a good friend of ours from, he lives in Milwaukee and he owns a pub in Milwaukee, but he's originally from Ireland, and he wrote a classic song. He wrote a song that says, you can't drink all day unless you start first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm suggesting that people come down to that and then take a little nap in the afternoon and then go see the Fenians in the evening at the Coach House. Terry Casey and Chris Pierce from the band The Fenians, thank you so much, you guys, for calling in. And we'll give away those tickets
later.
And I'll let you know who
wins
them.
Thank you, Jason.
Cheers, guys.
All right, thanks a million. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye now.